And then I just get a post that I put on my Facebook page from a listener. Tornado warnings end in Alberta, Edmonton, CBC News, and pictures of humongous tornadic storms in Canada. This is amazing to me. And you can look at them if you hit the like button on my Facebook page at Ground Zero Radio, facebook.com/Ground Zero Radio. You know, we've all heard about these events happening before. Back in 1859, the Carrington event, when the Earth was struck by the most severe geomagnetic storm ever recorded. And that is the worst-case scenario. However, there seems to be a chronic problem where the sun now has been super active and super destructive, sending all sorts of magnetic energy to the planet that is disrupting GPS, causing volcanic responses and severe weather all over the world. And these little incidents are causing millions of dollars in damage, and the death toll continues to rise. And soon, the Atlantic magazine was covering this. It said that there will be so many catastrophes that the governments of the world have no alternative but to buckle under the economic burden of these disasters. You see, magnetic storms can force Earth's magnetic fields to go temporarily haywire, overwhelming power grids, triggering earthquakes, volcanic activity, severe weather. We're seeing this now. And we're also realizing that governments are saying that they just don't have the money to help victims, leaving them to recover on their own. In fact, FEMA is not going to be helping the victims of the Texas explosion, saying they're on their own. No help from the government. Lloyd's of London, the giant insurer out there, issued a report on the coming catastrophic cycle. They're saying, Tom Bolt, he warned of a scientist-predicted spike of major Earth events between 2012 and 2015. In terms of cycles we're in, late autumn and heading into winter is what we're looking at. So this is the winter area, because we're now 2013, 2014, 2015. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. We're going to get pounded. And he said, this is Tom Bold of Lloyd's of London, a severe space weather event could prove devastating, and they wouldn't be able to insure anyone. Then you've got Meditech. They did an outside analysis, Meditech, and they did it for the Electromagnetic Pulse Commission and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. They found out that the effects of a severe geomagnetic storm would not only be widespread, but long-lived. Such an event has not only, quote, the potential for large-scale blackouts, but more troubling, the potential for permanent damage that could lead to extraordinarily long restoration times, end quote. Now, the really important thing that has been brought up is that if this is to occur, there may be serious need to create, and I know this sounds like something like, oh, sure, but this is what they're saying here. This is what was in the article. The really important thing to stress here, that if this occurs, there may be a serious need to, quote, create a global government that would have to be organized in order to restore the planet to its original state. Think about it. In a globalized world, it says, all kinds of sectors would be impacted by a power failure. Fuel, food, water, sanitation, communications, medical health, finance, and transportation would all feel the cascading effects. Many businesses rely solely on satellite navigation for transportation on land and sea, and cell phones would be vulnerable to interference. Impacts would be felt on interdependent infrastructures with, for example, potable water distribution affected within several hours, perishable foods and medications lost in about 12 to 24 hours, an immediate or eventual loss of heating, air conditioning, sewage disposal, phone service, transportation, fuel resupply, and so on. Now, there are many people caught up in everything from their party affiliations to whether or not the president is legitimate to all this other nonsense. And I know that is important, but we need to realize how fragile the planet is at the moment, how quick lives can change, and how much raw data about new Earth or about a new Earth has been tossed around in science circles, and it's not being reported to the mainstream. This data has paled the so-called sciences of climate change and anthropogenic global warming. The truth that falls hard on the global warming cult is that their science has not added up statistically. However, mega storms and mega earthquakes, along with volcanic events, have now become the new concern, and they're tied to a number of things. Solar effects, HARP, electromagnetic manipulation of the weather, and speculation about weather control has now been evaluated and not conspiracy theory anymore. It's actually a tool that may be used to collapse the economy and replace it with a global government. Okay, people who believe in HARP, now you have your motive as to why tornadoes would be ravaging the South. Now you have your motive as to why economies would be totally destroyed by this, is because the HARP project, which is an electromagnetic project that could control the weather, they believe, or force multiply the weather, is no longer conspiracy theory, but has been evaluated as a way to eventually collapse the economy and replace it with a globalist economy. And several other things, too, like, for example, farms that just can't recoup from all the damages done by the tornadoes. Who will step in and say, we'll help? You're right. Monsanto, Kellogg Brown and Root, Halliburton, Carlyle Group, all those names seem to be popping up again. Here we go, people. Your chance to comment. 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. We'll be back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero. What is Deus Ex Machina? Literally, it means God from the machine. Something comes down from the sky and changes the way we do things. It's like changing the playbook. And this is what we're facing. An article in the Atlantic magazine caught my eye today, and for some reason, I just had to report it. Now, why does my gut tell me that we're heading into a very strange time as far as geomagnetics are concerned, the sun, weather? You know, it's been reported that after all of the tornadoes that have ripped through Oklahoma and Tennessee and other areas, there's another weather anomaly that has formed, and they're saying now that one in five Americans may see some devastating effects from what is called a shelf inland hurricane. And this is also known as, well, known by another name. It's called a derecho. What is a derecho? Here you go.
A little weather 101. I want to talk about a term, derecho. We've heard about it. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary, the one from last year. It is a widespread, long-lived windstorm that is associated with a band of very rapidly moving showers and storms. Although it can produce similar destruction to tornadoes, the damage typically is directed one kind of direction, a relatively straight swath, straight-line winds. And by definition, the swath extends more than 240 miles and contains gusts in excess of 58 miles per hour. As I mentioned, the one last year traveled 500 miles. You can see it started in the Chicago area and then worked its way across the Ohio Valley and was able to maintain its strength, even intensify, before working its way into our metro area, even into the evening hours. So that's the basics, the 101. Now you know about the derecho.
You're looking at a storm that has low millibar rate, lower than most hurricanes, most than cyclones. And these storms are, you know, you've heard about the tornadoes being 2-3 miles wide. This is a storm that's 240 miles wide with winds that don't go in circular motion, but go straight at you. That's where the word derecho comes from, because it means straight. Derecho. These storms are likely to generate power outages that will be followed by oppressive heat. After they pass through, the heat gets so bad with your power out, you get a lot of people that are sitting in 90-degree heat after a major storm comes by. Humidity's horrible. The risk of severe weather in Chicago, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Columbus, Ohio, is roughly 45 times higher than a normal June day with derecho. Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, and Louisville, Kentucky, have a risk level of 15 times more than normal. All told, the area the Weather Service considers to be under heightened risk of dangerous weather includes 64 million people in 10 states. The last one that was recorded traveled 500 miles. And these are force-multiplied storms that seem to be anomalous, and they look terrifying. For those that have seen a derecho coming at them, they are very terrifying. They just had a huge dust storm in Nevada. And there have been many theories and documentation about wild world weather that, and how it's just out of control. We're seeing force-multiplied storms and magnetic shifts that are a lot like what Charles Hapgood predicted. In 1958, Hapgood published his first book, The Earth Shifting Crust, in collaboration with James H. Campbell, a mathematician and engineer, and he often spoke of the polar shift and the change in the Earth and its weather patterns that would alter the lives of people on Earth. And he said the last time this happened was about 10,000 B.C., the lithosphere shifted as one mass instantaneously by a margin of 30 degrees. And, of course, there are other times in history. Well, you go back to the evidence that's been found in Siberia where considerable quantities of mammoth carcasses have been discovered. In fact, just recently, NBC News reported that Russian researchers say they've recovered blood samples, literal liquid blood samples, thick blood, 10,000-year-old mammoth blood, mammoth carcass, that this is the first time liquid blood has even been recovered from a woolly mammoth. And we can only determine that a flash freeze happened, sudden change in the geophysical health of the Earth, weather changes so bad, low temperatures dropping, pressure dropping, that this is what happened. We are due. And it's sticking out in my mind for some reason why it would be the most, and I don't know if it's going to happen now, tomorrow, the next day, and I'm not doing this for effect, but my God, it stuck out at me that the biggest irony of all, the biggest joke, If God wanted to play a joke on us, or hell, if the devil wanted to play a joke on us, the best thing to, we're all yelling and screaming about how electronics, Twitter, Facebook, Google, Apple, telephones, all the things that could be wiped out in a power grid failure, a solar storm, earthquake, or natural disaster, wouldn't it be the biggest irony of all if what they've told us about the sun happens and we have all of this technology that we've been fighting over and all of this data that they say that they want, their big facility in Utah, all gets shut down because somebody's looking out for us. Biggest irony of all. It would prove that God has a sense of humor. I think. Deus ex machina. God from the machine. Something to consider. Let's go to John. Jason from Connecticut calling in. You're on Ground Zero.
Clyde, awesome to be on the radio with you. And, I believe in God and the universe. I'm not an organized religious guy, but I've been thinking about this for the last couple of days. And the fact that you're talking about this today, I truly believe in me getting through to you is just divine intervention. And I'll leave it at that. But I've been, for some reason, listening to Major Ed Gaines and his remote viewing predictions about the sun. And, you know, we're not the only planet in the solar system experiencing horrific storms. I think the whole planet right now is a massive, massive hurricane. So it's not just Earth. I mean, the sun is going to let out a massive, massive CME that will change this planet as we know it.
You know, Jason, that Jupiter already, its magnetic fields have shifted.
Yeah.
They're going through a pole shift right now, and it's amazing because you're seeing that big red hurricane. It's dissipating, but it's shifting. And Saturn now has a huge red blood storm on it. It formed a big blemish. And so, yes, the whole solar system now is going through some abrupt perturbations that are going to put it in a situation where things are going to change abruptly. And I don't know why. And Jason, and you're calling it divine intervention. I tell you, when I told James Pilato, I said, this is what we're talking about tonight. And he goes, really? We're not going to talk about more of Prism? And I said, look, this is something that stuck out at me today. And I was thinking, what kind of irony would it be with all this talk about internet and invasion of privacy, phone conversations, all that data wiped out with one swift stroke if the sun just happens to belch and we have earthquakes, volcanic eruptions. I mean, I just posted pictures on my website of tornadoes in Alberta, Canada, Edmonton, a huge storm forming over Edmonton, Alberta. And I can't believe it is so horrifying to look at.
Yeah, and it's just going to get worse. And I'll tell you what, your listeners better start preparing, because there is something going to come this way, and it's going to hit us so hard. Billions of people will be affected, and most likely be, you know, unfortunately killed. And the elite cockroaches will be hiding in their bunkers while we all die. And you know what? I really feel that death is probably the best option than what this planet will experience when the sun does blast us with a massive CME.
Well, the thing about the CME idea, or not only, not just CMEs, I mean, look, they were saying that a Carrington event is scary. That's worst-case scenario. But these little events that we've been happening, these little events, and they even throw in the idea that there's electromagnetic manipulation from things like HARP, and they didn't mention chemtrails, but they mentioned HARP and other things. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, there's your motive for screwing up the entire ecosystem. There's your motive for using the planet to destroy itself, because what it does, it just gives them precedent to create this globalist environmental outreach that will basically control the water, the food, the resources, and it's all part of the great plan to render the entire world helpless, and those in power would be able to wield whatever they want, put anything toward us, and we would go, please, please save us from the horrible, horrible effects of geomagnetic disaster. I just find it remarkable that this is something that that stuck out at me today.
Yeah, and even if we, you know, survive this thing, you're right. People are going to be lost without their cell phones. They're going to be lost without their TVs, because we've become a culture of, you know, zombies, that we don't listen with our hearts and listen to our neighbors and listen to people like you. We rather listen to some idiot Kardashian or some moron on MSNBC or Fox, and who's just repeating what they're being told and not investigating anything. So it's people like you and your listeners who are going to survive whatever's coming. And, you know, this whole thing with politics, believe me, it's so important in my life. But what I'm feeling right now with this, you know, the active sun and these, our solar system going through hell with meteors. And
I think, Jason, we're all feeling it.
Yeah, I think we're all feeling it,
and maybe it was divine intervention, and thank you so much for calling tonight.
You're welcome, and everyone listen to Clyde's show today. This is a very important show. I know politics are important, but the planet is too. Thanks, Clyde.
Thank you, buddy. 888-673-3700. Do you feel it? I mean, we all feel it, right? The dinosaurs didn't feel it. They weren't aware, but we have the opportunity to feel and sense that something may just happen that will just change everything. Deus Ex Machina. We'll be back. I'm calling him the ultimate cosmic Deus Ex Machina. Of course, that's God from the sky. Something comes down and changes everything, whether it be a solar flare, whether it be a meteor, asteroid. We've had plenty of fireballs being reported in the news. Plenty of UFOs have been reported as well. All kinds of strange weather. In fact, we're looking at the possibility of a derecho that's supposed to be 240 miles wide. And those things travel many miles. 60 million Americans are going to be affected by this, and it's going to be one hell of a ride for most people. And that's the thing, is it just keeps coming, and as long as it keeps coming, and as long as we have these little incidents going on, they're going to pack a punch on our economy, and it's going to finally break down. This is all part of a way to destroy the economy. 64 million people in 10 states affected by a major storm. One that is like an inland hurricane that's going to be destroying everything in its path. Let's go to Bill in Ohio, XM 246, you're on Ground Zero.
Yeah, hey, Clyde. You know, NOAA, the National Weather Service, USGS, NASA even, all these entities, they have legitimate scientists, okay? I'm not questioning that. But they also have another purpose. Their purpose is to disseminate information, okay? And they all fall up under the shadow government. The real president is James Clapper, the DNI, this General Alexander of the NSA, he's the vice president, all the shadow government. And you can't really trust what they disseminate, what they put out, because it has a political agenda. And then as far as their legitimate science, even I say that's even suspect. It's definitely been skewed. All right. And, really, when it comes right down to it, I think I don't want to be totally negative, because I do know that hominids have survived what we would definitely describe as catastrophic natural events. All right, so I'm not saying, you know, it's the end of human time. Well, all I'm saying is we have to look at what a lot of these private individual scientists are putting out.
I would agree with you, and you know what? It's going on now, and a lot of people are they're really in denial about this. But statistically speaking, the whole idea of climate change and the whole global warming thing falling apart. We are having changes in the intensity of the storms, and this is what I find interesting, is the intensity of the storms are changing. But what was the plan with the U.S. What was the plan of the U.S. military that was released back in the 1980s about controlling the weather and force multiplying storms by 2025? They said that they would have control over the weather grid, and they'd be able to intensify storms if need be as a weapon. And now we're seeing these intensified storms, and we're seeing intensified problems with regards to the electromagnetic fields of the planet, shifting the electromagnetic fields of the planet, whether it be on purpose or another way. But we're seeing how the magnetic fields, the magnetosphere, the ionosphere, well, of course, ionospheric heaters are cooking the ionosphere, which pushes the jet stream in certain areas where it shouldn't go. And what do? They blame it on us, saying it's our fault, when they're the ones that are manipulating the weather and tinkering with the weather and making it unlivable. And then we have the sun, of course, that's just decided it wants to respond. We have all these problems. Then what?
Yeah, well, what I'm looking at is, you know, as far as global warming goes, that's based on paleoclimate models. That's not weather change, okay? And that's all propaganda anyway. The other thing is I'm looking at a lot of these alluvial cavitations or sinkholes. I find that the geodynamics there are really intriguing, and I think there's something going on with the asthenosphere. And also, I mean, I'm not even a religious guy at all, but I find this Arctic apple very ironic. I mean, you know, this the first GMO actual food that's going to be offered in America is the apple. That's like, you know, some Garden of Eden stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's always the apple that brings us the next phase in our Luciferian experience. You're right, Bill. Hey, I got to run. We're out of time.
Yep.
Thank you so much for your call. Take care. You know, Bill's got a point. Apple falls on the head of Newton. He gets knowledge about gravity. Apple computers bring us knowledge. The apple of the Garden of Eden brings us knowledge. What is it with that apple? More to come from Ground Zero. 888-670-3776